The Donegal executive of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, that's the state specialist dairy farmer organisation, will be meeting in the Clanry Hotel Letterkenny this evening, Thursday the 12th, at 8:30 to elect its officers for the coming year. The meeting is going to be addressed by the president of the association, John Comer, and I'm sure much attention and debate is going to focus on last Tuesday's budget. And the general feeling of disappointment, that's the response of farmers all over the country, from Donegal in the north to Cork and Kerry in the south, on the budget's perceived failure to deal with price and income volatility. That's a major problem in Irish farming. And also what John Comer himself described as the inexplicable decision to include farmland in the 6% stamp duty charge set out in Minister Donoghue's speech. That's causing a lot of controversy all over the country at the moment, and I'm sure that's going to be a feature of the discussion this evening in the Clanry Hotel. So the meeting will elect a chairperson for Donegal ICMSA, a vice chairperson for Donegal ICMSA, secretary for Donegal ICMSA, as well as a National Council member who will represent the county at the organisation's National Council, and two delegates. It's going to be chaired by Dennis McLaughlin of Burnfoot, and Dominic Barron of Manor Cunningham will be acting as secretary. And we'd like anybody with queries about eligibility to vote to ring John Gormley, who's the local area development officer, at 087-1618213. And those details are on the ICMSA website.
And this is also an opportunity for dairy farmers to discuss their dissatisfaction with the budget.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's an overwhelmingly negative response, and it's one of those ones, Michael, that looks like it's going to be growing. And there was initial disappointment focused on the lack of, for instance, the farm management deposit scheme, which ICMSA had been proposing. And pushing and lobbied very hard for, which is a kind of a rainy day fund that would allow farmers to put away money in the good year. So, for instance, this year, when milk price was pretty good, the farmers would be able to deposit money with the government-regulated, government-supervised scheme, and then draw down that money in bad years, which inevitably follow. And we were very convinced that the government had accepted the logic and the rationale behind this, and were very disappointed that they didn't see fit to act on it. Now, every rational observer expected the Irish government to put in, to introduce some kind of scheme that can avoid and finally deal with this kind of boom-bust model that's really wrecking, really afflicting Irish agriculture, and particularly our flagship dairy sector. That's what we really need, some way of evening out this kind of boom bust cycle. And we had lobbied hard for it. We expect them to take it on board and introduce the scheme, and they didn't. So disappointment focused on that, but the slow burner in the 2 days since has been this 6% stamp duty change that we feel is going to have a very, very negative consequences for farmers trying to increase their farms and trying to reach a level of viability. And we're particularly incensed, and farmers are particularly incensed, by the contrast it makes with property developers. So farmers looking to buy a couple of acres will have to pay 6% stamp duty, but building developers buying, you know, land to build private houses on can get a full refund of the stamp duty that they pay, provided that they start the building within 30 months. That concession should, you know, at least have been applied to farmers. And it just makes a very, very stark contrast and kind of shows a really unfair favouritism towards one particular sector at the expense of another. We're going to be pressing the government to put a provision in the Finance Act to exclude farmland. There's no rational reason why fellas trying to, you know, buy maybe 10 or 15 acres to just get their farm over the viability threshold should have to pay a stamp duty of 6% up from 2%. It's bizarre.